From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. 84 documents released Tuesday after more than 2 years of work by the Salt Lake Tribune to obtain them reveal what West Valley City Police learned in the days following the December 2009 disappearance of Susan Cox Powell. And they could put pressure on the department to explain why it didn't arrest her husband, Josh Powell, who killed himself and their two young sons earlier this year. Melinda Rogers is a reporter with the Tribune. I spoke with her about what the documents reveal.
Well, these documents really shed new light on some of the details that police knew about really right away after she disappeared that they had not released before or discussed publicly before. Really, to me, some of the most striking things were some of the items they retrieved from Josh Powell's car. He had taken a generator camping, but he had also taken a shovel. He had taken a circular saw. He had taken latex gloves. He had taken several rakes. And those were many of the items that we had never known about before today. Another really telling detail in the documents was the amount of blood that was found in the Powell home when police first checked things out. We had heard that there was a small amount of blood on a tile, but the documents today revealed that there was blood on a sofa and really more blood in the house, enough that one of the detectives commented that it appeared that a violent crime had occurred.
And there was one piece of information they got from one of Josh and Susan's sons, Charlie. What did he tell investigators?
Yes, and we had heard that Charlie has made comments about his mom before. He was interviewed, I believe, the day after his mom disappeared, and he told police that she had gone camping with the family, but she did not go home with them. So that, of course, draws questions about what exactly those children knew and saw when it came to their mom's disappearance.
And after Susan's disappearance, Melinda, police had classified it publicly as a missing persons case, but it sounds like internally they were treating it a bit differently.
Yeah, that was one of the very interesting things out of looking at these documents today, as the day after this really broke in the news, while publicly police were saying, we're not sure what happened, and a few days later, of course, they said that Josh Powell was a person of interest, but they were very careful not to point too much blame at him, when in their search warrants they were filing, they had already classified the case as a kidnapping and homicide case, and also were looking at obstruction of justice charges. So it really shows that their mindset from the start was that this was a homicide case, and that they really didn't believe that there were a lot of other stories out there, such as the ones that Josh and his dad pushed about Susan possibly running away or that kind of thing. Police really always believe that a crime happened, and really these documents show that they've always believed that Josh Powell had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So, Melinda, the documents also reveal when then-District Attorney Laura Miller got involved and was looking at potentially filing charges. What information do these documents reveal about that?
You know, the documents show a lot of the I think they're pretty standard documents that prosecutors file when they're working on a homicide case. They had, asked the judge for permission to investigate, and the judge granted that request, sort of setting guidelines for prosecutors. Here's what you need to tell the defendant, and here's what the defendant's rights are if these charges are filed. So prosecutors appear to have been working with West Valley City Police on the case. You know, it's unclear still why charges were never filed, why an arrest was never made. Previously, both current Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill and West Valley City Police have said, there was never enough evidence to make a solid case, that there was too much circumstantial evidence to file these charges and to make an arrest. But, of course, investigators in Washington have disagreed. They have said if this would have happened in their state, that they would have arrested and charged Josh Powell.
And finally, Melinda, I know the Tribune has fought for a couple years now to get these documents released and gone through several procedures. Do you know if there are more documents in store that the Tribune's attorneys might be seeking?
I do know that the documents that we received were heavily redacted. There are some conversations about whether the push will continue to try to get that information that was redacted. And I'm just not sure at this time if if that fight will continue. It's, of course, a conversation that we'll continue to have in our newsroom and with our attorneys.
Melinda Rogers is a reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. We're talking about newly released documents obtained by the Tribune in the case of Susan Powell. Melinda, thank you very much. We appreciate being able to talk to you.
Thank you.